Welcome to AFSPA Talks, a production of the American Foreign Service Protective Association. Each week, we deliver informative health and wellness topics you want to know about, so be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast channel. And if you have any questions about content discussed in this episode, ask them at AFSPA Live, our live Q&A session streaming every last Thursday of the month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on youtube.com/AFSPA Cares. Now, here's your host, Chief Operating Officer Kyle Longton.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of AFSPA Talks. I'm your host, Kyle Longton, and it's been a while. I was not able to get any episodes up for you during the month of September, and I'm sorry about that. I hope you took advantage of our other offerings, including webinars from Prudential during Life Insurance Awareness Month. If you want to see what other things we have coming up besides this podcast, you can always go to afspa.org/events to see where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, because it is fall and open season is just on the horizon. So we'll be doing more online offerings. We'll be having more podcasts and we'll be doing some travel, both to in-person events for certain agencies, particularly in the Washington, D.C. metro area, and some overseas travel. We will have teams in the United Kingdom, Paris, France, Brussels, Belgium, in Italy, in Germany, in South Korea, and in Japan throughout the fall. So more information to come about that. And please check with your local representatives, either in your personnel office or with your union, and look for more information about when we'll be visiting. Now, one of the reasons we're going to be doing so many podcasts this fall, and some of the reason we travel, is because, as I said before, open season is on the horizon, and that means a lot of changes coming for federal health plans generally, and also specifically for the Foreign Service Benefit Plan. No, I'm not going to tell you about those changes today, unfortunately, because as I'm recording this on September 27th, those changes are still embargoed. We're working on finalizing documents and more to get the information out to you, but I can't share them just yet, but I think you're going to be happy with a lot of them. Now, one of the changes I can share with you is the availability of a new offering under our Hinge Health program. It is the Women's Pelvic Health program. It's a physical and exercise therapy program offered through our partners at Hinge Health. It is available beginning October 1st, 2023. To members age 18 and older and located in the United States. We are working on overseas availability for Hinge Health offerings, but right now it's still only in the United States. I first learned about this program more than a year ago and have been working to make it available to FSBP members since that time. And the person who first told me about that program is our guest today. Candace Dorosky is Hinge Health's pelvic health subject matter expert and physical therapy product consultant. She advises pelvic health clinical program development, including clinical safety guidelines, exercise prescription, and education content creation and review. Her work has helped to define a care delivery model to provide access to digital pelvic health for over 10 million lives. She earned her doctorate in physical therapy from West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia in 2016. She's received advanced pelvic health training through the Herman and Wallace Pelvic Rehabilitation Institute. She is passionate, and I have a feeling we're going to hear this in the interview. She is passionate about meeting the needs of those with pelvic floor dysfunction by leveraging education, movement, technology, and the science of behavior change. I'm so glad she's with us today. Without further ado, let's get to the interview. Dr. Candace, welcome to AFSPA Talks.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Kyle. I've been very excited today to sit down and talk with you all.
So I have been excited to talk about this program for over a year. When I first heard you talk about it last summer at Hinge's movement conference, this was in, I think, June of 2022, and been working to bring it to our members since then. And I'm excited to bring the Women's Pelvic Health Program from Hinge Health to the Foreign Service Benefit Plan members. Now, before I go too far, I want to make sure that I, as well as our listeners, understand what we're talking about. So can you give us a little bit more information about what we're talking about when we talk about pelvic floor disorders? What are we thinking of here?
Yes, I would love to. So I feel like we have to have a little anatomy lesson to start with. And So first, just even talking about what is the pelvic floor. And the pelvic floor is a group of muscles that stretches from your pubic bone in the front to your tailbone in the back. And it sort of sits like a bowl shape at the bottom of your pelvis. And it has so many important functions in your body that I'm excited to tell you about. And so first and foremost, it kind of acts as a little hammock to support some of our most important organs. And these would be things like our bladder, our bowel, and our rectum. And they also really have kind of what most people would associate it with, this function in helping us keep pee and poop in, right? And also allow us to let it come out too. So we call that its sphincteric function, which is where the muscles can just, you know, contract around the urethra, rectum, and hold in or let out those important things we need to do every day. And then also they play a huge role in sexual function. And so the health of these muscles is incredibly important for allowing for pain-free, comfortable sexual intercourse, as well as, you know, having strong and healthy muscles of the pelvic floor really play a huge role in that sexual satisfaction and appreciation. And then what most people don't assume is that these muscles play a really integral role in stability. And what I mean by that is that they're interconnected to your spine and your hips. And so they work together with those muscles of your spine, your abdominal muscles, as well as your hip muscles to provide that stability and support to your body. And then lastly, they really help pump a lot of fluid back from your lower legs to your heart. And so they're super important and often not known. And the thing about them, Kyle, is when they're doing really good and they're healthy, you don't really even know they're there. You might not even be aware that they exist, but they are muscles. So like any other muscle in the body, they can become tense, painful, weakened, less supportive. And when those things happen, that leads to symptoms such as pelvic pain or urinary incontinence, fecal incontinence, sexual issues, just to name a few. So when we talk about pelvic floor disorders, we're talking about any issue that can happen with those muscles that I just described.
Okay. So incredibly important muscle group. Basically helping us live and function every day. How common is it that people have a disorder with the pelvic floor muscles? Is this something that I assume fairly common since there's a program targeted for it, but what are we talking about in terms of numbers?
Yes, pelvic floor disorders are quite common. Sources will show anywhere between 1 in 3 to 1 in 4 women has a pelvic floor disorder. You know, so for perspective, if you go out to lunch with 3 friends, one of you may be suffering from a pelvic floor disorder. But truthfully, there's a huge lack of awareness of these types of disorders and a big stigma associated with talking openly about them. So we can only assume that they're underreported and that those figures I just told you are even, again, lower than what the actual is.
Okay, so and I can believe that if we're talking about things like incontinence or problems of a sexual nature, even pain in that way, it is underreported, right? So, how assuming somebody's having a conversation with a healthcare provider about this, what do we typically see in terms of treatment?
Okay, yeah, so it's incredibly underreported and. When we're looking at specific symptoms, something like urinary incontinence, about 50% of women experience that at some point in their life. So think about being in a crowded room now and thinking about that kind of statistic it's quite a lot of people. And when we look at the postpartum population, we see that over a third, 35% of postpartum women actually experience pain with sex, which is a huge number. And when we think about pelvic organ prolapse, which is this condition that occurs when the pelvic organs kind of shift downward from their normal position, and that places a lot of pressure on the pelvic floor muscles, we see that, again, almost half of women will experience that at some point in their life.
So it's a huge problem. People don't talk about it enough. And I'm glad that we're here today to just raise some awareness around these different conditions and just how common they can be.
Absolutely. And hopefully remove some stigma around it too, so that more people who need help are getting it.
Well, absolutely.
So Dr. Candice, let me ask, if we're talking about, you know, this is underreported, people definitely, in most cases, may not be discussing it with friends and so forth. Hopefully some, and based on the reporting, some are discussing it with a healthcare professional. What are we seeing in terms of modes of treatment? What are people doing historically and even now?
Yeah. So typically women have relied heavily on just suffering with symptoms. They haven't talked about it. So no treatment, which is really disheartening. And I think we all have that person in our life we can think of that we know kind of had to change the way they were living, or they're starting to rely a little bit more on adult diapers or pads. And we've seen the commercials. And so historically, that's where treatment has lied, or quite the opposite spectrum, right? Which is where people are generally diving straight into really expensive medications for things like overactive bladder or pelvic organ prolapse surgeries. And, you know, something like pelvic pain, actually, women can go down this really complex and tiring path of like seeing tons of specialists and trying so many different things and really not having results. And, you know, sources show that a diagnosis like that can actually even accrue up to like $30,000 of annual healthcare expenditure. So, in the past, we've seen kind of those two spectrums.
Okay. Well, and I had this question when I was preparing for our conversation today, and I feel like you've already answered it, but I'm going to ask it anyway in case we've missed something. Why we've got the various spectrums of sort of just acceptance and living with it and changing it versus major challenges and perhaps ineffective treatments. So why did Hinge Health choose to focus on women's pelvic health?
Yeah, great question. You know, we are the leading provider of digital musculoskeletal care, and pelvic floor disorders are musculoskeletal issues, okay? Because they're muscles and it's an issue with the muscles. So it's a natural fit. And physical therapy is actually noted as a first line conservative treatment for pelvic floor disorders. So even by large organizations such as the American Urologic Association, you know, we really advocate for this type of care. You know, if your shoulder muscle hurts or you roll your ankle and you injure your ankle muscle, you come to Hinge Health, right? Mm-hmm. And our idea is that if you're having a pelvic floor issue, you come to Hinge Health and we help you. And our platform is really uniquely set up to support that. You know, we have physical therapists across the country, and that really helps address some of these access issues that people do face when they try to access pelvic floor physical therapy care. I think the average wait right now is over 3 months to get into, you know, a pelvic floor physical therapist. And that's in the best case scenario that you actually have one by you.
Find somebody, right? Yeah.
You actually have one. And, you know, another large reason is we were actually seeing within our own member base, we would have women come to us for something like hip pain or back pain, and they would share with us that they were also having some of these pelvic floor issues. And we've always had pelvic floor physical therapists at Hinge. And so we've always been supporting these members. We would connect them with those experts in pelvic floor physical therapy. We would get them the exercises they need and, you know, kind of this holistic whole body treatment plan. So creating this program allowed us to really do a few things. It allowed us to formalize that process, make it even more personal. It allowed us access to educating and raising awareness and really reaching more women, but also to just ultimately do our part and bringing awareness to these issues and really helping to be true advocates for stopping the silent suffering for people that have really had to do it for far too long.
I love that. And I also love, as I recall from last year, the program developed by women, led by women throughout the whole process. So, you know, bringing a lot of know-how to the development of this program and to supporting members.
Yes, absolutely.
I guess for our listeners who may be recognizing some of their own symptoms, some of their own experience in what you've described so far. Can you tell us a little bit more about how the program works? What are we talking about in terms of the member experience should they enroll in the program?
Yes, absolutely. We've made the process really simple. So the first thing that you would do is fill out a really short questionnaire where you would provide us with some information about your symptoms, some pertinent, you know, medical history, as well as, most importantly, the goals that you want to achieve with our program, what you're hoping to do as a result of being in our program. And then from there, you get matched with a personalized program that is best suited for your specific pelvic health symptoms. And this is incredibly important because not all pelvic health conditions are created equally, and they should not all be treated the same way either. And this is a huge misconception. Many people have just kind of learned about Kegels or pelvic floor strengthening exercises, and a lot of people will kind of take that approach where, you know, everybody just kind of do this one exercise. And that's not the most effective way to treat these conditions, as well as actually can make some symptoms worse if you shouldn't be doing that type of exercise. So really importantly, from the beginning, we're going to get that information from you that's going to get you matched up with that personalized program that's going to be the most effective. And from there, it's kind of where the magic starts to happen. So you get connected to your own personalized, highly trained care team that is led by a pelvic floor physical therapist who is licensed in your state. And they are going to be like the expert in all things exercise and creating a customized program for you. So that's really exciting when we talk about, again, access and just being able to get, you know, hop on a call with a pelvic floor physical therapist and have them assess your movement and talk to them about your symptoms to really even customize even further from there. And then you also get matched up and connected with a board certified women's health coach, which is going to be kind of in your corner the whole time to support you in really making good habit changes and adjusting anything about your lifestyle that could ultimately be leading or kind of adding to your symptoms. So they're really there to help find, you know, help you find success. And we've, like I said, tried to take a lot of the guesswork out. Many of us are just busy people. We want to just show up and kind of do the things that we know we're supposed to do. And so you'll have a daily playlist. You'll log into the app. That playlist will consist of your customized exercise therapy. And then it'll also have recommended articles for you to read about your symptoms, about the pelvic floor, but also really meaningful things around, you know, how do I talk to a partner about this thing that I'm dealing with? Or how do I talk to my doctor about this thing that I'm dealing with? Which is just huge and really important. And then very excitingly also, the nervous system, as well as the respiratory system, has a huge role in pelvic health conditions. So kind of the way that you breathe, as well as kind of the way that the mind connects to your muscles, most specifically the pelvic floor. So because of that, we have created some really specialized guided breathing sessions. And in these, what you'll experience is education around kind of the symptoms you're feeling and how your mind or breathing kind of connects to that, as well as learning different breathing strategies and, you know, other tangible tips for kind of how to connect the mind a little bit more to the body. So you'll also have the opportunity to perform those specific to your symptoms.
And I love that because I think that is somewhat recent addition to the program. Is that right?
Yeah. It's been something that our members have been asking for, and we hear them and we know it's important. And anything we can do to really make sure that we're making your life simple to come to the app and get everything that you need, we're excited to bring you.
Right. And you know, you remove the barriers that a lot of people face to care in terms of access, in terms of having to take time off work or something like that to go and meet with a physical therapist in person. Now, you mentioned a daily playlist, so I want to check in. Is this program something that members are encouraged to engage in on a daily basis or just a few times a week? What are we talking about in terms of sort of that time commitment?
Yes, great question. And so, like I mentioned, we know our members are busy people. We're just like our members. We're busy people too. And so we've designed the program with that in mind. And so we recommend a three times a week to perform your playlist. And each of those is less than 15 minutes. So that's really achievable. A lot of our members actually do it at work, or they're able to fit it in little pockets, you know, of time throughout their day. You know, of course, if you want to do it more, we're here for that too. And you can hop in the app every day and get it done. And lots of our members find that it's so achievable and so effective that they actually do it every day, which is a huge thing that I see in comparison to kind of like when I worked in a clinic. My patients would show up and they wanted to get so much better. And it was just hard for them to figure out like, how am I taking off time from work to like get to your office and doing that, you know, once a week or twice a week for however many weeks? It just felt like they weren't set up for success. And so we've built this in a way that you can feel really confident and successful.
That's fantastic. And you all have made some changes even just in the last year plus based on feedback from participants in the program. Can you share some additional information about the outcomes that you've seen in the time that the program's been live for some groups?
Yes, this is the good stuff. This is the really exciting part. And so with over 15,000 participants joining just since March, the results have just been incredible. So for those who have pain, we see on average in the first 12 weeks, a 63% reduction in that pain, which is just incredible. And then some of these conditions don't really experience pain. You know, think of something like urinary incontinence or pelvic organ prolapse. They may feel their symptoms in a different way. Mm-hmm. And for those individuals, we see around a 57% reduction in symptoms. So again, really outstanding. And we also see the intent of our members to get surgery to drop, right? So in other words, they come to our program initially and they're considering surgery as mm-hmm. one of their options. And they let us know that up front. We see that drop by 55%. Mm-hmm. And so to me, that's just outstanding, you know, to find a solution that you can do from home or from work that ultimately changes the trajectory of you having to get surgery is amazing. And mental health has also improved quite a bit. We see our members have a 40% reduction in anxiety reported after 12 weeks in our program. And I think a lot of that is attributed back to what we talked about previously. Like they get to a place here at our program, they feel seen, they have a solution. They now have access to this really specialized care team, and they can sort of just feel that anxiety fall off. It's like, okay, I have a starting place. I have something to work on. I feel hopeful. Like we hear that word a lot from our members. I feel hopeful that I now, you know, can at least try something. And obviously the results speak for themselves. When it's more than just trying, they can find the solution, you know?
Yeah, the whole program, as you've described it, is really not only treating the members, but it's also empowering them to live better. And I love that. And that reflects what we've seen in some of the other programs from Hinge Health. You mentioned shoulder before, but neck, shoulder, back, knee, et cetera, those programs. And there are more coming, I think. I don't know if you can give us a little preview of some of the other innovations that are coming to the overall Hinge Health program, just for some of our members who may not be looking for a pelvic floor solution, but maybe looking for some other support with MSK issues.
Yes. Yeah, so we are here to support you head to toe. We have programs for, you know, some of the more traditional places we experience pain, like neck and back, shoulder, knee, hip, wrist, you know, ankle, foot, the whole nine yards. And, you know, I think as we think about innovation, it's really about how do we support everything that the musculoskeletal system can impact. And, you know, that's things like balance. That's, you know, just all of the things that your muscles go into really supporting those functions. And what's really interesting, I kind of mentioned this a little earlier, but with pelvic floor disorders, it's very common actually to have co-occurring pain, especially hip and back. Like as high as almost 2 out of 3 women will actually have hip or low back pain associated also with that pelvic floor condition. Wow. And what's incredible is the way we've designed our program. Of course, we're pelvic floor physical therapists, but we're physical therapists too, right? And so we do have that specialty in orthopedics as well. So what you're getting when you come to us with a pelvic floor dysfunction and one of these other problems is you're going to get supported all in that one care plan, right? So we can treat your urinary incontinence, and we can treat that also with your back pain at the same time, which again, just makes it so much more achievable and makes you really feel empowered to keep going, right? When you can really tackle all your issues at once.
That's amazing. And head to toe, indeed, and everything in between. I so appreciate you sharing this with us. We've seen some of the statistics you shared, we've seen reflected in our own Foreign Service Benefit Plan members in terms of surgery avoidance and improved mental health and just also pain reduction. And it's fantastic. I'm so glad that we can add the Women's Pelvic Health Program to the Hinge Health offerings that we have for our members. And I really appreciate you being here today to share some more information about it. Is there anything that you feel like we've missed in our discussion? Anything you'd want to add for our listeners to be aware of?
Yeah, just a couple things. First and foremost, I wanted to thank you, Kyle, because, you know, this is such an important topic and this type of care is so necessary. And just wanted to thank your organization for being such champions of change and really advocating for this type of care for your members. And just so excited that we can work together to really move this forward and get women the care that they really deserve and need. And to anybody who might be listening to this, if you resonated with anything that I said, if the symptoms seemed like something that you've been experiencing, or you felt like you couldn't talk about the types of symptoms that, you know, you've been feeling for many years, just know that you do matter and that there is a solution for you, and that conservative strategies like physical therapy are an amazing place to start. And there are people that are really excited to support you. And just because we talked so much about how common these different conditions are, does not mean that they're normal. It does not mean that you need to live that way or just kind of suck it up and deal with your symptoms. So I hope that if, you know, you're listening and you resonated, you at least learned that there is a solution and Hinge Health is excited to be providing that to you. And if you're a learner like me and you like listening and learning, we do have some opportunities in the future to just help you learn a little bit more about the pelvic floor. And coming up in a few weeks, we'll have a webinar featuring a pelvic floor physical therapist just like myself to just kind of dive a little deeper and talk more about, again, the functions of these muscles and some of the symptoms you can be experiencing and kind of what your next steps are in terms of getting physical therapy and how that can benefit you. So if you're interested in that, Kyle, I think we'll put that in the notes, the link for the registration.
Absolutely. So look for that in the show notes and sign up today as soon as you see that. And Dr. Candace, thank you so much again for being here today, for empowering our members, for the work that you and your colleagues do every day to help relieve pain and improve the lives of our members and so many others. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much.
The Hinge Health Pelvic Floor Program is available to Foreign Service Benefit Plan members age 18 and older beginning October 1st, 2023. The full suite of Hinge Health offerings available to Foreign Service Benefit Plan members can be viewed, and you can sign up at hinge.health/FSBP. More information about the program and that questionnaire that Dr. Candace talked about right there at that link, hinge.health/FSVP. Please check the show notes for that link, as well as links to an article about the Women's Pelvic Health Program and a registration page for the webinar that Dr. Candace discussed during today's episode. This has been ASPA Talks, a production of the American Foreign Service Protective Association. All information offered in this podcast is meant to be educational. The views expressed by the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily represent ASPA. Should there be any discrepancy between information offered in this podcast and official plan documents for the Foreign Service Benefit Plan or the other products offered by ASPA, the policy provisions will prevail. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to ASPA Talks to catch our next episode. Please rate and review us on your favorite podcast app and share feedback with us on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Search for @AspaCares. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on ASPA Talks. Be sure to subscribe to our channel so you'll never miss an episode. If you have any follow-up questions about the topics in this episode, join our ASPA Live Q&A session on the last Thursday of every month. We will be streaming live on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/AFSPACares at 11 a.m. Eastern Time to answer your questions. Thanks for listening.